This episode is brought to you by Bubble. Sick of running out of gas for your soda stream? Bubble delivers refills for your soda maker for only
$18,
including free same-day delivery. Never forget to take your empty canister to the servo again. Go to bubble.delivery now.
The meeting tree. That's a rare meeting tree sting.
Live. You know how fucking lucky everyone is that's just heard that? You don't hear that in the wild anymore. You might hear, like, even you might say the name of the band, but you won't sing it.
No.
And that's singing it. Before we get into anything, and there is some stuff to get into, exciting news coming.
Yes.
Friday, March 4.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. I think that's all that needs to be said.
Well, I'm just getting a push notification. Breaking news.
Oh.
Russia's just bloody invaded Ukraine.
Whoa.
Breaking news. You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah, whenever this gets edited and put up, maybe today.
Yeah.
Let's do it today.
Yeah, right now. We're live.
Done.
We recorded this seconds before you hearing it.
Yeah. You know, you may be listening to this in the year 2032. if you are, this is live. And Russia has once again invaded the Ukraine, if it still exists. Either place. Yeah, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the sovereignty of the Donbass region.
Yeah. Yeah, the independent regions of the Donbass finally being stood up for. Now, I mean, look, obviously, we're not foreign policy experts.
But we did have some feedback on our foreign policy episode with Dr. Stuart Rollo.
Yeah.
Adam Bezzetto, Sydney DJ and producer. I'm not going to read it word for word, but it was along the lines of, like, I enjoyed that podcast.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, appreciated the extra context, which is important. And I think that is, like, important to remember. Like, people have a tendency with all things in life, but especially, like, international conflicts and everything, to, like, superhero movie it so that you have a good guy and a bad guy. And, like, you know, in this case, obviously, the narrative is, like, Russia evil, Ukraine good.
Yeah.
When, in reality, usually, both sides are bad.
Yeah.
And I think, once again, that's the situation. Like,
well, I mean, point me to a country that's good.
Yeah.
You know?
Point me to a country that's good and I'll show you a piece of water.
Yeah. Show me a place that has borders that they enforce and say this is good and I'll call you a liar.
The moon. Too cold.
Yeah, too cold.
Not enough gravity.
No borders, no gravity, no warmth.
But it enforces its own borders.
Yeah,
By being a moon.
By being a moon. That's what we need. Less like borders designed by rivers or like colonialism.
Yeah.
More borders from being a moon. I would respect the borders of Ukraine if it was the moon. Is that too hot?
That's a brave take.
Is that too hot?
No, I mean, look. Let me just say this. Russia invading Ukraine, like, there are definitely certain leftists who, like, are going hard on the, like, they're actually like, no, actually, Russia should be allowed to invade Ukraine. My personal take is, like, any form of imperialism is bad, and, like, Russia invading Ukraine is bad. So is NATO's eastward expansion.
Yeah.
Like, that was imperialist project.
Like, you can expand up from the nitty-gritty and just go, if you're being violent to someone, that's bad.
Yeah, or encroaching on other people's borders and aggressively, like, showing aggression. Which is exactly what NATO has done. And also, let me say this, like, you get yourself in trouble, right? Because you get into this good, bad narrative and, like, you're like, okay, you know, America needs to provide support. And of course they will, and NATO will provide support. But who will it be providing support to? The, like, little kind of dissident groups, which are always far-right Nazis.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Putin's been saying, like, we want to denazify Ukraine.
I mean, but this is the thing. He's not wrong in that, like, there is some crazy neo-Nazi groups in the Ukraine that's full of them, you know. Like, so that's who we'll be supporting. If you're asking for, like, us to kind of support people on the ground, it'll be neo-Nazis, i.e. everyone bad.
Yeah, everyone bad. No one good. And don't believe a thing they tell you, you know. We aren't the media. We'll tell you the truth. The media will tell you, you know, they'll blast photos of, like, old women crouching over, their apartment building has just been blown up. Nazi. Sorry.
And they'll show you, footage of people in suits, so-called from the European Union discussing, you know, the future of peacekeeping. Nazis.
Nazis, yeah.
They'll show you some athletes bowling a ball at some stumps.
Nazis. They'll show you guys wearing weird grey Hugo Boss suits with lots of insignia and medals on them and little moustaches, holding one hand in the sky, palmward down. Nazis.
Who can say? But there have been some great takes. We've just given our take.
Well, I think even then our take is, you know, we're not here to pick sides.
No.
We are purely observers, conduits for information.
Mm.
And I think, like, the better approach that everyone should be taking, except for some people, and I'll clarify this in a second, is you should give opinions on other people's opinions on it.
Yes, very important.
Rather than opinions on the thing. We need a key 20, 30 people giving opinions, and they all need to be horrible opinions. And then everyone else, don't have an opinion on the thing, have an opinion on their opinions.
Yeah.
Because that's how this shit ends, through shaming.
Yes.
If only 30 people care about the thing and the rest shame, it's over. So with that being said, what have we got?
Well, I mean, so there's my favorite, and people would have seen it. And I don't know if I should just play it through the mic or you should enter.
Play it through the mic. I can't be fucked.
So loved. Dear President Vladimir Putin, I'm so sorry that I was not your mother. If I was your mother, you would have been so loved, held in the arms of joyous light. Never would the story's plight, the world unfurled before our eyes, a pure demise of nations sitting peaceful under a night sky. If I was your mother.
So, I mean, that's the, like, celebs at it again. Anna Lynn McCord.
But, like, who even is that? You know, she's got
a
tick,
peace activist, bro. She's got 200K followers. She's an actress, human rights activist, founder of The Love Storm, and anti-human trafficking ambassador. Hashtag end slavery. Evidently spoken word artist as well.
Hashtag end slavery, man.
But I was into that. Yeah. I was, like, thinking, like, President Putin, if I was your father. I would have taught you how to kick a football.
I would have made you do your homework.
I would have, in the morning, when I was particularly tired and you were particularly young and I couldn't be fucked, just put on Bluey.
President Vladimir Putin, when you reached your teen years, you and I would have had a long discussion about whether we should put a lock on your door or not. Me being con, you being pro.
I would have taught you, watch the ball. Don't just prod at it. Go hard or leave it alone.
I would have told you, let the ball come onto the bat. Standing a foot outside your crease because you're playing the ball too early is a quick fix, and it doesn't actually address the fact that you're not waiting for the ball to come onto you.
Watch the ball out of your right eye. This will ensure that you're square of the ball all the way out of the bowler's arm.
I would have said, Vlad, soft hands when it's come off the bat. And you're there ready to take the catch, you need to have a bit of give. Take the ball into your hands rather than having them hit them hard.
See the light shine off one side of the ball to know which way it swings. And in the wind, you will finally at peace and know what it brings.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, anyway, that's a fucking hot take.
I would have taught President Vladimir Putin how to hit a fade. I would have taught him how to eradicate his slice in 5 easy steps. Teach Vladimir Putin, your son, how to hit around under 90
in 5 minutes.
If Rick Shields golf was Vladimir Putin's dad. I want to know what Rick Shields thinks about this. For those playing at home that aren't avid golf YouTubers, which I don't think there's many of you. Rick Shields is a
number one golf YouTuber in the world.
Yeah, yeah. He does a great job.
If he was Rick Shields' dad.
I propose that we all consider for a second if Rick Shields has ever thought, would the world be different if I was Putin's dad?
He has a podcast. I bet he's not talking this deep, man.
Should we? Does he do a Q&A session?
I think he does ask Rick Shields.
Hey, Rick. Couple things. Firstly, I'm still slicing my long irons and my driver. I'm a lefty, does that have anything to do with it? Second thing, what if you were Putin's dad, bro? They kind of put it behind a paywall for sure. That's too hot for free. That's what I'd do if I was Rick Shields.
You would. What if you were Rick Shields doing this podcast that we're doing? Because we're about to put it out for free, and that's the difference between us and Rick.
Totally. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, we're here to provide opinions on other people's opinions, real or not.
And my opinion on Rick Shields is he would be too cowardly to put out what would happen if he was Putin's dad on his freebie.
As a poem. Make it rhyme, dude.
Coward.
At Rick Shields. Everyone, go spam him on the gram. Rick, what would you do if you were Putin's dad? How would you help Putin go around under 90?
If he was your son.
If he was your son.
Not now.
Not now. Not as like a, he pays you to teach him how to play golf. Like fatherly. Because it's a different dynamic.
Totally.
The father is a teacher. But it's a different teaching.
I mean, like, if you're someone's golf coach, they might not come back for another lesson, right? Whereas if you're the dad.
Imagine doing, the golf coach energy as Putin's dad to Putin.
Oh, golf cunt energy.
Just that patronizing 50-year-old guy who's just, I'm the king of this tiny domain.
Yeah.
And if I misunderstand you because I'm a dumb cunt, that's your problem.
Oh, yeah. It's... Go into every single interaction. Like if you go into a golf store, they go into every single interaction assuming you're a fuckhead.
Yeah, yeah. We should prank some golf shops. We've been talking about
it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we don't need to prank them though. If we just ask them I'm going to call Drummond and ask if they've got the new Cobra driver.
No, ask them if they have a left-handed glove.
Not Drummond, Power Golf. There's that South African
name. Yeah, yeah. Ask them if they have left-handed 2XL gloves. And they'll be like, are you right-handed or left-handed? No, I need a left-hand glove. No,
you do that. I'll call.
No, I don't want to do it.
I'm going to call and ask my question. You can call and ask your question. G'day, Sam. I was just wondering, do you have the new Cobra drivers in?
We do.
You do?
Yep.
Which models do you have?
We have the LTDX, the LTDX LS, and then the Max.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, great. Okay, thanks. That's good to know.
All good. Thanks. Okay.
Fuck, we got a nice one.
Fuck, he was nice. Yeah, you need the South Africans. But the thing is, if I call him now. mate, we're just trying to prank you.
Can you put one of the South African mates on?
I know you don't like them. No one does. Fuck that.
Because I don't want to troll them, though, because like then obviously they'll...
Your number would probably come up.
But also they'll give us attitude, right? Like if I troll them, yeah, of course they're going to blow up. Because to be honest, should. Like if
you don't want to bait them.
I don't want to bait them. I just want to be a normal, reasonable person.
You want to just share with everyone the natural energy that these cunts have.
Yeah.
But he was young.
He was young.
That's the problem. The bug hasn't got him yet.
No, he's too young for the bug to have caught him. He's just happy to have a job.
Yeah.
And to look after customers.
In in his passion, I assume. Golf.
Power Golf, Craig speaking.
G'day, Craig. I just called up. Apparently, you've got the new Cobra drivers in.
Yeah, that's true. We're just unpacking them now, actually.
Oh, yeah? How are they looking?
They're looking good. I mean, all the modern stuff look pretty good. There's a lot of good choice around the moment.
Yeah, right. And are you guys doing, you guys do fittings there?
Yeah, we do fittings, absolutely.
Is that like Monday to Friday or what's the...
Every day of the week we can do that.
Okay, great. Okay, I might call you back early next week.
Yeah, work out a time and we can get work something out for you.
Okay, love it. Thank you so much.
Good on you, mate.
Cheers. Okay, two things.
Yeah.
Firstly, good on you, mate.
Yeah, fuck.
Like it was subtle. Like that wasn't full-blown cunt energy. That was subtle.
No,
but there was some subtleties in there.
Because, I mean, how much are these drivers?
Like $900 or something?
Yeah, exactly. You know how much you got to pare back how much you're fucking looking down your nose at these cunts when you're about to take $900 off them?
Actually, three things.
Yeah.
Another one was you work out a time. Like he made a demand of me. Subtle.
Subtle.
You work out a time.
Yeah.
And then the other one was when I asked how are they looking, well, yeah, there's plenty on offer right now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
What are you trying to say, mate?
I know. I know you got the Cobra drivers, mate.
subtle golf kind of energy. Yeah.
It's like if I'm calling asking for a specific thing and you're still going to treat me like I'm an imbecile. Yeah.
Subtle, but, you know, it's there.
Was that Craig, was it?
Craig, something to be explored.
Craig at Power Golf. If there was a spectrum of, like, golf guy energy, Sam's towards the bottom.
Yes.
Craig's in the middle.
I reckon we catch Craig on another day.
Yeah.
And maybe with your lefty glove question.
Yeah.
We could see mate, just which glove is it? All right. You work out what hand it is, and then you call me back.
Mate, all right. Do you play left-handed or right-handed? Do they look better than the stealth?
That's such a dumb question.
But then you're aggravating him. I think conceptually it's very funny just calling golf shops on the show.
Yeah, we should continue this.
Yeah. But yeah, all right.
Other takes. So there's plenty more. Ukraine takes. Here's another good one. I'm just going to put out there what's on a lot of people's minds in Miami today, Russia invaded Ukraine. Now that Putin has helped himself to Ukraine, should Biden help himself to Cuba? Asking for the 11 or so million humans on an island being crushed 90 miles south of Florida.
What's the angle?
I don't know what the angle is there.
Are they saying, like, we must liberate Cuba?
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. Or is it the opposite?
Because it could be tongue-in-cheek. But I think they genuinely want Biden to, air quotes, liberate Cuba.
Yeah.
I got news for you, hun. Cuba seems to be doing pretty fucking good without any liberating from the States.
I mean, have you not heard of the drink, the Cuba Libre?
Exactly. Have you not heard of Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Well, that is actually another point with, like, Cuba, by the way, just to kind of, again, more context, not Russia good, NATO evil, Russia evil, NATO evil. So Russia's mad, obviously, because, like, you know, NATO surrounds it. And if you join NATO, you end up with US and European military equipment, like, all through your country, i.e. missiles pointing directly at you as Russia. Like, we've seen what happens when Russia tried to put missiles in Cuba and Cuba asked for it. Because people are like, yeah, but Ukraine are asking to be part of NATO. It's like, well, yeah, Cuba asked for missiles from Russia. And if we recall, there was a crisis.
Yeah.
The Cuban missile crisis.
Bay of Pigs, all this stuff.
We saw, well, and that was just after the Bay of Pigs. So America had literally just bombed Cuba and failed to invade. And so Cuba was like, yes, we'll have some Russian rockets in Cuba, please. And America lost their absolute mind with the idea that an independent country that America had just tried to invade was
going to defend itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you can see why Russia might be a bit like, stop fucking putting missiles on our border. I mean, that doesn't justify them obviously invading. But, you know, just some more context, given that we're speaking of Cuba Libres. Oh, this is a great one. This is killer. This is what a take. This is Laurie Garrett. Another blue. These are all blue check marks. It's been suggested that hashtag Putin isn't thinking properly, perhaps due to long COVID-19. No proof, of course. In September, he went into quarantine after COVID cases emerged in his inner circle. So long COVID could be responsible.
That's, man...
That is a galaxy brain take.
That's great. I mean, let's look at the evidence we have on long COVID. We've got Chet Faker's new music and Putin invading Ukraine. It doesn't look good.
COVID obviously has poisoned people's brains, but, like, psychologically, right?
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, it's a respiratory illness.
That itself hasn't done the damage. What's done the damage is constant access to information and people having, like, heaps of idle time.
Yes.
With, like, a little bit of a catastrophe in the middle of it.
Yeah, and hysteria. Hysteria.
And that's bang, hysteria, and you got brain worms left, right, and center.
Where we are literally saying Putin invaded Ukraine because of COVID, because of long COVID. That's my favorite.
There's another COVID one, right? Do you have it there?
Oh, yeah, this is so good. This isn't a blue check, so we should, you know, I'm not going to put the people on blast who aren't blue checks. Lots of people in Ukraine crowding inside together. Only 35% of Ukrainians have been vaccinated. Less than 2% have been boosted. Please get vaxxed, you guys. We need to stop the spread.
Yeah. I mean, I know that if I had fucking fighter jets fanging over my head, firing rockets at me, I'd feel a lot fucking happier in a huddled mass if everyone was vaccinated.
They should ask for like vaccination passports.
Yeah, you got to check in the
fucking bomb shelters.
Checking into the local school gymnasium so you can fucking hide from bloody helicopters firing rockets at you.
Anyway, yeah.
So ridiculous.
They're the takes. Oh, then there's this really, really bad one.
Yeah, yeah.
This is so bad that I think we should just read it and move on.
Yeah, just not even pass judgment.
I feel like I'm watching George Floyd die again, only the country version. We all stand around knowing that it's wrong, but helpless to stop it. What can we do? Hashtag Ukraine is George Floyd. Jesus.
We're not saying anything.
We're not saying anything about that one. But yeah, I mean, it feeds into the problem that like everyone feels the need to once again comment. I know we're fucking commenting on it, so like,
no, but we've justified. We're commenting on the comments.
Yeah,
everyone's allowed to comment on the comments.
But like people, like if you're on social media and a regular poster, I know there's some people who don't post, which is just seriously more sane. I mean, it's still imbibing all that shit is bad. And I say this knowing full well I'm on Twitter like all the time, but people feel the need to post if you're a poster, right? And so you have to post about whatever's happening.
Yeah.
So you just have to post about Ukraine at the moment. And like, what does anyone know? It's just vibes, right?
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
have to give like your vibe on, like you feel the need to give your vibe on whatever's happening.
Yeah, yeah. It's just or like you find someone else that said it really well, you screenshot that and share it. Guys, this is important.
Yeah, something important is happening. So,
But it is interesting that point. I saw someone that I follow on Instagram posted, dare I say, facetiously, holy shit, I would not have known if there was a war starting if you guys weren't posting about it.
Yeah, right.
Thank you so much. I think this is one of the things that people are pretty tuned into. And so it's fair to say that if you're posting about it, it's maybe some brand stuff for you.
Yeah.
You know?
It's clout chasing, as everything in the world is, the clout economy.
Which is like, God, it's dire.
People need to be the bouncers of the club, the nightclub that is their own mind at times.
It's like, your responsibility as well.
Does one think it's healthy allowing all of this shit into our brain and then allowing our brain to come up with a position on it and let ourselves be emotionally moved by it? I know that's quite esoteric, but what I mean is
No. Well, once you form an opinion on something, suddenly that's your point of view.
Yeah.
And now more than ever, that will be unshifted and you'll fight on that hill and fucking die on that hill.
Like, you know, with the Joe Rogan thing, for example, you know, everyone blowing up about that. Like, and not even talking about Ukraine and Russia and everything, but like, you need to be like Bergheim.
Yeah,
you need
to
be the bouncer at Bergheim and treat your mind a lot more exclusively. Like, so Joe Rogan bullshit is coming across your feed and people are arguing if he should be removed from Spotify and people are saying like whatever, he's said the N-word or he's transphobic or COVID misinformation or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're about to hit like view comments on say some Facebook post about Joe Rogan. Like maybe A, stop and ask yourself, all of the stuff I'm about to read, is this going to benefit me or not?
Well,
like, should I let this into my mind?
If you let it into the club, after a while, if you got that much stuff in the club, the cool cunts are going to stop coming.
Well, yeah, right? And especially if you let it stay in there. Like, okay, I sometimes click view comments just to see what's going down there. But you can either let the comments, like, just you can open the door and just, like, see the comments and not imbibe them. Or you can let them in and start considering them and getting mad because someone has a fucking stupid opinion, which many people do.
Yeah.
And like, it might be a revolting opinion. But then ask yourself, okay, do I want to get into a fucking back and forth on Twitter or in the Facebook comments like with this idiot that's going to get me like emotionally involved and thinking about something like Joe Rogan, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and like, is this healthy for my mind? Should I let this in the club? Like, we need to stop letting the things, please, comrade. Be the bouncer of your own Bergheim. Don't let this into your brain.
Well,
like, watch it.
The easiest thing to do, you know, well, I mean, that I've found, what I do, yeah, I'll read replies to tweets, I'll fucking see it all, whatever. But everything I read, I just go, dumb cunt.
Yeah.
Dumb cunt.
That's what I mean. Just let it float by like a cloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Let it float by above your club.
Yeah, if someone's a dumb cunt, that's fine. It's, you know, something that, Actually, a Russian lady told me this once. She said, it's not your job to solve all the problems of the world. I took that to me, you know, I took that on so heavily that now I see it as not my job to solve any problem ever.
In fact, it's your job to create them.
Yeah. You know, so
someone else is getting paid for this, evidently, if it's their job.
For someone to solve problems, there has to be someone to create them. So I'm in the comments, I'm saying shit. I've been working on a rumor I'm looking to start in the next week or two that the independent councillor for Inner West, Pauline Lockie, she's been poisoning the greens of Marrickville Golf Course. Take that on, everyone. Tell your friends. Pauline Lockie is poisoning the greens at Marrickville Golf Course. I just heard about it.
Satire.
It's satire. And
allegedly,
a funny cunt said it to me. All we're conduits. We're just vessels where information comes into us and through us to you. I heard Pauline Lockie's poisoning the greens at Marrickville Golf Course.
Can't confirm it.
Who knows?
Could be a lie.
Yeah. It could just be mismanagement.
Yeah. But Meaning Tree actually has no position on that.
Yeah. We have opinions on what other people think about what Pauline Lockie's done to the greens.
I personally have allowed that to float by like a cloud above my club.
You can be emotionally attached to that information, or you can go, dumb cunts.
Look at them arguing over the greens at Marrickville Golf Course.
And then just go play golf at Cogra. Beautiful 15-hole course.
Don't tell people about Cogra, man.
Oh, yeah. No, at Bardwell Valley. Beautiful 18-hole course. Rick Shields, if you're listening.
Stop your son.
Wait, take some fucking ownership. What's control your child. Control your child.
What did you do to bring him up? No, seriously, tell us.
Strong, confident, can ride a horse. proud dad. I bet, you know, seeing that, it's like, fuck, the world is scared of this cunt.
Yeah.
And he can go around in under 80. Yeah.
Can I go around this golf course under par using only found golf clubs from Ukrainian refugees?
In this video, I'm going to show you three very simple ways to help you break 90. And the best part, it doesn't include grip changes or rotation or coil or being able to hit the ball 50 yards further. I'm going to show you practical ways that are going to really help you out on the golf course to lower your scores, to break 90 and do it more consistently.
Break 90.